I like Gonzaga to win their first round game. I like in the battle
to
of
beat
zone,
Charlie Dickinson.
I think yeah, I think Fairleigh Dickinson.
Harvard on the Hackensack is winning that playing game.
The alumni.
I like Syracuse. You like Syracuse? Battle of zones? Ty's battle plays?
Yeah, I like Syracuse that game. I just Baylor, he's done a great job with that team. I don't know if Mekhi Mason's going to play. So
yeah,
I like
how healthy will Mekhi Mason be? That's a question with them.
I mean, like, he's done a really good job with that team.
Scott Drew.
And, you know, here's the deal, Scott Drew. Here's the deal. Tyus Battle supposedly is going to play, and they're a different team. They got one more score. Yeah. And plus, that's your guy, Jim Baer.
How
James Dean of basketball.
This 5-12 game, and I don't know how good the game's going to be, but I know you talk about a matchup of individuals with Ja Morant, and I don't know how good Howard is going to, how healthy
it's
he's going
right?
to be too with that wrist. That's it, because everybody wants to see those two go mano a mano, 40 points, whatever it is, but if Howard's wrist isn't, how good can Marquette be without Howard being 100%?
I did two of Ja Morant's games, and their team is good. Tevin Brown can really shoot the ball. Sanchius is a guy that rebounds the ball. They got a toughness. Matt McMahon's done a nice job with their team. Marquette's better. I mean, Marquette's improved defensively. Now, Marquette is, like, they're taking on war.
Let me throw this to you.
Do they reboot?
1-for-15. That's what Marcus Howard was. Now, yeah. Are they a Marcus Howard 1-for-15 night away from losing?
Okay, no, Marcus Howard, Carson Edwards night away from
losing. That's what I'm saying.
I think that I just think that the Housers got to get a little bit more involved mm-hmm. offensively. I think that's a big thing. I think if the Housers can get a little bit more involved, I think that would help. I just want to know if they're going to shake hands. Can we just shake hands? And
who?
Wojo and Woj and whoever he plays. I mean, after the Seton Hall game, what was your take on that?
Take is get rid of the handshake line. I cannot stand
Little League handshake line. You don't like
No, I don't. All we need is a.
You don't like the shoulder pat some coaches give?
I just think
some people.
Were you a blow by guy?
Coach,
I twist the hand once in a while if I didn't like the coach.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
Wet fish?
I had some issues.
Coach, you're always looking at that and
handshake
way too much of it.
Well, that's because
all you need is a team coaches, mom at the end with coupons. And we've gotta,
what's
we've
a coach going to say? You just lost a crushing game. Are you going to sit there and have a conversation?
Wait a second. You see some guy. The Big Ten, very respectful after games.
Well, Izzo coaches. Acts like he's so sorry to beat you.
That's why we all are.
All right, let me go through a couple more. Florida State.
I love Florida State.
I love Florida State.
We shouldn't be a four seed, right?
You love Florida State because Leonard Hamilton looks 10 years younger than both of us.
Leonard Hamilton and LaPhonso Ellis are the two youngest-looking guys. Yeah. LaPhonso Ellis, I told him today, I don't know when he cut his dreads, but whenever he cut his dreads, he has not aged.
Or got
that
rid
moment.
Of his dreads. It's sort of a little different.
What's the difference?
Yeah, because you're not really cutting them. It's not like you're more like removing them.
Shaving them?
I think it's more like just removing them, right?
Were they extensions?
Wait a second. This is way over.
This is way over.
Look at my
head.
Dome. Yeah. All right, let's get back to
it. But here's the thing. You're right about the LaPhonso Ellis thing. It's sort of like it's like Willie Nelson.
I'm going to be Dave Patch right
like
now. Can we get back to the brackets, please?
Right.
But Leonard
right,
Hamilton is the exact opposite of that.
I like Buffalo. Over Arizona, not, State.
Over Arizona State.
Talk to me.
Fan
talk to
Saint
me about
John
what you don't like.
Well,
about Buffalo, because I think I'm with you.
Buffalo plays really fast.
Yes.
All right, really fast, and sometimes fast in their abilities, so they can pitch it around a little bit. Their shot selection is not great.
Horrible.
They shoot too many threes. And I think that, yeah, they can overwhelm you, and they got great depth. But I'm not – Buffalo, one win, boom, gone.
Texas,
I don't have many farther than that.
Yeah, I don't have. Actually, I have Arizona State.
Do you have this as a conspiracy theory? Bobby Hurley playing Buffalo.
I love conspiracies, but you know, Shaheen said there's no such thing as a conspiracy.
Things Texas Tech happen. Culver, the best player in this bottom half mm-hmm. down here.
I am high on Texas Tech. I think that now that they're making shots, and I didn't make them obviously in the first game of the tournament, but they're making 10 threes a game in the last 10 games. Culver is the most explosive guard. On that half of the bracket.
Hey, Chris, do you remember when Seth said that Nevada was going undefeated?
No, I know. The first 2 months of the year, Nevada, and no one goes undefeated. And he got so mad at me.
1976.
He got so mad at me when I would say that.
You were saying it just to be irritating.
No, I was saying it because every team has a stinker. And you would say, no, what do you mean every team has a stinker? Not everybody has it. Every team has one.
Is that how I said it?
Every team comes out on a Tuesday night sometime in January. And they're not.
So who do you got? Nevada, Florida.
And then you punch out things and spin. I'm not a big Florida fan, although your guy, Jalen Hudson, has really started to play.
Starting to make some shots.
He was not playing for most of the season.
I like their freshman backcourt, though. Nemhard is good.
They got screwed.
Yeah.
Nemhard should still be at the line shooting three free throws against Auburn. I'm going to take Nevada because I kind of believe in their toughness. I think you used the word reboot. I think they're going to reboot. I like them, and I like Michigan. I do like Michigan to beat Nevada, though. I think Michigan's playing pretty well.
But what about Michigan to beat Texas Tech?
I've got Michigan, but I don't. That's just me being home.
I've got Texas Tech winning that game. I'm with you all the way. Except I got Arizona State.
What am I missing with Michigan? What is it that Michigan?
They don't know who's going to step up and score on any given night. That to me, like it could be Jordan Poole, it could be Levers, but no one has showed the consistency to do that. I think that Matthews sometimes tries to do too much. That's me. You see him every day. I just don't trust him, Michigan.
I don't trust Jordan Poole anymore. I want to trust Jordan Poole more. I want him to be an NBA prospect. I don't see him getting by people. I see him having to rely too much on tough shots, step-back shots.
Which gets you beat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you make one out of three, and everybody goes, oh, what a great shot, right? And then all of a sudden.
How good is Livers?
I think he's been the best guy. I think Brzdakis has been really good.
He was really good.
He's really good.
Early on. All right, so why did Michigan tank today?
They did what they do. They can't get a bucket. I mean, how long did they go stuck on, was it 50 or 60? They got stuck. And then all of a sudden, that's why I agree.
Yep.
Now, I will say this. You can get stuck against Michigan State, and we talked about it earlier. Those two bigs, Goins and Tillman, man, they guard like two center fielders in the middle. They rotate out, and then they switch. I mean, they're really good.
How does Texas Tech's an elite defensive team? How do they match up if they were to play?
Mooney's a terrific on-ball defender, and they're not going to let Xavier Simpson. I say it all the time, and maybe I'm an idiot. You let Xavier Simpson get to his right hand.
Right. He always wants to go to the right with the hook.
The hook, and he's a better passer going right.
Yeah.
I think everybody's overvaluing Texas Tech. I think Michigan's going to beat them. I think we're in love with Texas Tech because everybody likes Chris Beard. Everybody likes their toughness. A little bit of an unknown with them. It's a great story. Why are they?
Who doesn't like the Fireside Chat?
What's the Fireside Chat?
You have not seen the Fireside Chat of Chris Beard's?
I don't get out much.
Coach, you've got to go on. You're the king of, like,
yeah, you're on. You're talking with people on
You've
Twitter.
You've got to go on Twitter, to Texas Tech's Twitter handle.
I'm no longer on Twitter.
All right.
I no longer react on Twitter.
Well,
anyway,
so that's the difference. Go to
it's
Texas
not a lot.
Tech.
Gonzaga, I got him coming out.
I have Texas Tech. You need to go to Texas Tech and look for the Fireside Chat.
Chris Beard's Fireside Chat.
Nothing better.
No, it's worth it.
It's one of the funniest things in the world. He has like a fireplace.
Yeah, because it's Chris Beard. Chris Beard is not the type of guy
He showed off his tattoo. Yeah. He's got your favorite place to eat.
Can I show my tattoo?
No, please.
Okay.
First of all, I've seen you take off your shirt. Going
where?
After I beat you off.
Oh, I did take off my shirt. I didn't take off my shirt and go in the ocean. I just took off my shoes and socks.
Don't talk about taking your shoes.
I had to get baptized.
Please showed us your leg.
You have the Zags?
I do.
All right. I'm a conscientious objector, but I got this.
And you have Texas Tech. All right, let's.
Are we not undervaluing Florida State?
Big time. Big time. They're 12-1. They get to the final next.
I got them losing to Zags.
Are they? Is this the best 3-4 team combo of all the regions?
The toughest 3-4 combo. Yeah,
when you talk about Texas Tech and Florida State,
yes.
Here's the thing about Florida State, and the one thing. When Florida State, and this is odd because nobody really does this, but a lot of people talk about ball pressure, pack line, keeping it in, making sure. When they get out and defend you in the passing lanes, they're murder. You're watching a team play against Florida State, and a lot of guys try to run their offense foot or two above or outside the three-point line. Teams are 8 feet outside the three-point line, and now when you have to drive it, you're driving it from an additional – you know,
and it's and a now the help waiting come, for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's
yeah.
It, you can tell whether Florida. I guarantee you, if Florida State plays Gonzaga, let's just say if
can okay? they speed up Perkins?
That's what I'm saying. And all of a sudden, these shots that they're used to making, Wait a second. They look open, but they're rushed, sped up. That's interesting to me with Florida State.
All right, let's pick our final four and who wins it all.
I have to change the game here. I just convinced myself. I have Marquette beating Florida State. I'm getting
Moving back.
So you have multiple brackets? Or is this
No. I've got one bracket.
It's the one, but it's going to change. Use a pencil. I got a pencil right there. That's why you don't ever start with a pen. Sunday night with a pen, that thing's going to be a mess by the time we get to Thursday.
This is it. One.
You got to get it. That's it.
We had 3 minutes.
You can't adjust it though. By the time we get to the,
We have the bracket marathon coming. Yeah, I might do a new one for the bracket
marathon. That's what I'm
marathon.
Talking about. Because you think things out. You talk things
Hunter
out.
Hunter wants to go home. What else?
Your colleagues.
We'll be back with more of our preview of the NCAA tournament. But first, a word from Vivid Seats. You know, one thing about going to events. I mean, we get a chance to go to a lot of events, but you know, there's nothing worse then waiting in line, and then, you know, you don't get the seats you want. And, you know, it just makes it a miserable night. No one likes a miserable night. So don't settle for waiting in lines. Shop for tickets to every game with the official ticket partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats. At Vivid Seats, you can get to see your seats before you buy them, and then they're backed up by the 100% buyer guarantee. Yes. It doesn't get any better than that.
I love that. And the other thing I love is, what do I hate? Well, let's not get into all
that. Right, that's it. We don't have enough time for that.
But one thing I definitely hate is waiting in line. I have no patience at all for you two guys or for waiting in line for tickets. I don't have to deal with that with Vivid Seats. I can just go online. Like Seth says, it's 100% guaranteed, and I don't have to worry about sitting there thinking, am I going to get these tickets? Am I going to have time to get a workout in before I go to the game? No.
You're getting a little soft.
It's easy with Vivid Seats.
Well, here's what I like. You ever see the documentary on the Fry Film Festival where they faked you out?
Yes,
100% buyer guarantee. Don't buy just any seat. Get a Vivid Seat.
Nothing better than a Vivid Seat, baby.
Let's talk about our final fours.
Aren't we going to do another podcast?
We're going to do a bunch of podcasts.
Yeah, I don't think we have to go to our final fours.
You want to just give them to
me?
Give me your final fours now.
We have to go to our final fours.
And then you can give me another final four later.
Here's my final four. You ready for my final four? I got Duke playing Gonzaga. I've got Duke beating Gonzaga. On the other side, I've got Virginia playing UNC. I've got UNC beating Virginia. I've got Duke beating UNC in a championship. Don't at me, people. Because I'll tell you right now, a fourth time those two teams playing is good for everybody.
And by the way, you're not going to respond to the ad anyway.
No, not anymore.
That's a kind of gentle of you. All right, I've got Duke playing Texas Tech in a rematch game, a revenge game. But the last time I checked, Duke has Zion and Texas Tech doesn't. So I think that Duke probably will win that game because Zion is different than everyone else. He's a genetic freak. All right, then I've got Virginia playing Kentucky. And I got Kentucky winning that game. I think that just you don't know who's going to step up, and Kentucky is underappreciated defensively.
Are you in Cal's pocket?
No, we both are.
I know.
Fantasy Cats, the greatest thing in the world. Don't worry, I got us rehired for next year. All right? So I've got Kentucky beating Virginia in a very good game, a defensive game, because in the end, Cal will put the brakes on a little bit, and they'll get a little slow. And then I have Kentucky playing Duke. The season started with Kentucky playing Duke.
Oh, yeah.
You were at the game, but you left early.
It was a rout. What am I going to do?
And I have Duke winning that game. And I think that it's amazing how much better Trey Jones is when Zion Williams is on the court.
Heard you say that earlier today, and that was wise. What do you got?
I've got Duke and Gonzaga with Duke winning that game. And then I've got Tennessee and Kentucky in yet another rematch. And I've got Kentucky winning that game along your lines, Coach. I've got Duke beating Kentucky for the national.
So we've been doing this together for 7 years. Some form of television. You finally learned something.
We had to call 8 timeouts during that podcast. So in those 8 timeouts, you drew something up on the grease board and I figured something out. I took one thing with me out of it. So thanks for watching and listening, everybody. We appreciate it. Obviously, more Courtside podcasts to come here throughout the month.
Get me better.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Courtside with Greenberg and Dockage. You can listen and subscribe to all ESPN podcasts in the Listen tab of the ESPN app, including the latest from the NBA and the Hoop Collective podcast, available in the ESPN app or Apple Podcast.